Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators, a podcast with marketing and business tips and strategy specifically for freelance translators and interpreters. I'm your host, Tess Whitty, a longtime freelance translator with an education and a professional background in marketing. Tune in to hear tips from my own experience or from other translators and industry experts. Hi, and welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators. I hope you are doing well. Thanks to everyone who have reached out with suggestions for new topics and with your feedback. I really appreciate it, and I do this podcast to serve you and answer your questions and help you grow your business. For example, here's a shout out to a listener who left a review. This is from AC in the United States. And this person says, I have been listening to this podcast for about a year now, and since then I decided to leave my full-time job for health reasons and return to freelance translating so that I can work from home. I love the profession, but it's been very difficult returning after being gone 5 years. A lot in the industry has changed on the freelance side, and I'm very thankful for this and other podcasts, which have really encouraged me and given me practical advice that I need to get myself up to speed and help me understand what I should change in my business this time. Thanks, Tess, for all of the helpful, positive information and also for not sugarcoating it. Your podcast has given me a lot of ideas for my business. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, AC, for this review. It really helps me keep going and keep providing these episodes and tips for you. And I'm so glad to hear that I have been able to help you grow your freelance business. In this episode, I want to share the tips and insights I got from reading the book The Company of One by Paul Jarvis, because it has a lot of tips that are so valuable for us freelance translators. Many of us, you listeners and me, we are a company of one, and we really don't want to grow very big. Those that do want to grow develop into translation companies, but that is another topic. The tips from the Company of One book are for those who want to be able to enjoy the independence of owning your own company without having to sacrifice our life for bigger is better. We want to be able to work a limited number of hours per year and spend the rest of them doing other things that we care about. Not all ideas in this book is valid for us freelance translators, but here are the ones that resonated with me and that can be useful for you. Number one, target a specific audience and find your niche. Have you heard that before? I think I've said that before, but this is explained so well here. When you market your services, many of you, including me sometimes, might think the more people who want the product or service that you provide, the better. After all, the bigger the market, the bigger the number of potential customers, right? Well, by trying to appeal to everyone, you can end up appealing to no one. That's because aiming yourself at the lowest common denominator means making your service as broadly appealing as possible and therefore as generic as possible. This diminishes your brand's attractiveness, believe it or not. So, what do we do instead? We look for a niche. The smaller and more specific your target audience is, the easier it'll be to connect and build trust with them. And the more distinct their needs are, the easier it will be for you to learn how to meet them. This allows you to charge premium prices for your highly tailored and professionally delivered services. I know many successful translators that specialize really narrow, much more narrower than me, such they specialize in chemical coatings or orthopedics or horse expos. And they are seen as the go-to expert by the companies they serve. You don't need hundreds of clients, just a few to keep you as busy as you can be. Tip number two is to embrace the power of simplicity and personality. Don't just think that being one person is a disadvantage when you try to market your services. Yes, you're just one person, but that means that the client gets personalized service by you. They get all the attention they need from one person. Your unique personality can also allow you to brand your service in a unique way. You are your brand. Take one aspect of your personality and integrate it into both your work and the messaging around it, from your service delivery to your emails, to your tweets, to your conversations with customers. Another thing when it comes to simplicity and personality is that you should be able to describe your personality-driven brand with simple adjectives such as competent, exciting, friendly. Your friendly translator, which you can put a unique spin on. You can have an authentic expression of who you are. Remember, your competitors can offer similar skills or services, but they can't replicate your personality. And your personality or your brand is what's going to make you stand out from the crowd. Tip number three is to learn from your target audience and establish relationships with them. In order to convince your target audience to use you for their translation needs, you need to first connect with them and learn about the needs they have, especially when you're targeting direct clients, so that you know how to fulfill them. One way to do that is to reach out to potential clients and offer them free, no-strings-attached consultancy. For example, if you wanted to establish a transcreation service for digital marketing companies, you would first look for people who are looking for these services or people that have already found a provider for them. Then you would try to have conversations with them, mutually beneficial conversations, about their experience. You could learn a lot of useful information, such as how and where they're searching for transcreators, the factors that affect their buying decisions, what they are trying to achieve, the problems that lead to bad customer experience, and the questions they have about the transcreation process. Maybe they will be really happy if you contact them and answer all their questions they have. By answering those questions, you can then begin to position yourself not just as a consultant, but as a trustworthy authority in the field. Someone with valuable expertise that these clients can benefit from. You're not charging any money at this point. You're not even offering your services at this point. You're genuinely just trying to help your audience in small but meaningful ways. The word small is important. You're not transcreating for free, you're just offering answers to questions as well as advice, sort of a mini consultation in return for their information. By doing all this, you're both learning about your audience and building a reputation and developing mutually beneficial relationships with them. By the end of your mini consultations, they've already helped you and you've already helped them. And you haven't even done any paid work for them yet. After you've established these relationships and demonstrated your value, who do you think they will turn to next time they need a transcreator? A stranger or you, the person they already know and trust as an authority in the field? Now, these conversations, you can't just call somebody up, perhaps. These conversations happen naturally when you go to conferences, which as I'm recording this, is not really possible to go to industry conferences very well. However, some of them are now online and you can attend them. But you can have the conversations on social media, for example. Connect with them on LinkedIn or on Twitter. Follow their conversations. Chime in when you can. Provide service when you can. Ask questions when you can. The tip number four that I got, or the lesson number four from Company of One, is to focus on customer service and retention. This is also not new, but as a company of one, your main competitive edge is the extreme smallness of your company. This allows you to be very personable with your clients and to focus on providing them with fantastic customer service. I know large corporations that prefer to use a freelance translator than a large translation company for this particular reason. According to a recent survey conducted by the marketing research firm Harris Interactive here in the United States, 9 out of 10 Americans are willing to spend more money on companies that provide excellent customer service, and 79% of them have declined a purchase because of bad service. And finally, the happier you keep your customers, the more likely they are to refer you to other people. And such word-of-mouth referrals are the number one way that small businesses get new customers. They are 5 times more effective than online advertising. What is customer service, then? Being prompt, answering questions, and treating customers with respect shouldn't be rewarded. Such service should be expected. Where companies of one can thrive and stand out is in exceeding these expectations. Customer happiness is the new marketing, and if your customer feels that you're taking care of them, then they'll stick around and they will tell others. So these were the 4 tips I wanted to share from this. Target a specific audience and find your niche. Embrace the power of simplicity and personality. Learn from your target audience and establish relationships with them. And focus on customer service and retention. So to summarize, here are some quotes or things I really found valuable in the book that resonated with me, and I wanted to share them with you too. There is an assumption that growth is always good, always unlimited, and required for success. However, a company of one questions growth first, and then resists it if there is a better, smarter way forward, with less employees, less resources, but increased simplicity. By staying small, the author could grow his profit more than the revenue. He doubled the rates over and over until the demand for his services only slightly exceeded the time he had available to do the work. The author also replaced big IT departments with one on-demand IT guy that also worked remotely. He also learned everything he needed to know about the website visitors for his business through a free analytics software, not a paid SEO service. And by saying no to anything that won't serve your business or your team, you can open up space to focus on better opportunities in your business. So focus is key. Focus on the small but important things. How many opportunities do you really need to say yes to? Often, by piling on work to get ahead, comes the price of your health, your relationship, and even your productivity. And people can copy skills, expertise, and knowledge, which are all replicable with enough time and effort. What's not replicable is who you truly are, your style, your personality, your sense of activism, and your unique way of finding creative solutions to complicated problems. Trust is more easily established within a smaller customer base because it is easier to stand out as an expert or to gather referrals that hold weight from other industry experts in that niche. And having 100 passionate fans of your business, or say 50, who are eager to buy your services is exponentially more effective than having 10 or 100,000 followers who simply follow your business to win something for free. I hope you like this summary. I will, of course, link to the book in the show notes plus other relevant resources. So go check them out at marketingtipsfortranslators.com. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey, before you go, I wanted to make sure you know about an upcoming workshop on how to become more visible as a translator online. This is a 3-hour workshop on October 28th. So if you know that you should make your website, LinkedIn, and online content better, but you're not sure how, this workshop is for you. We will go through what content you need on your website, how to optimize your website, how to work on your LinkedIn profile. I will show inspiration, and you will also learn how to use LinkedIn to find potential customers and engage with them. This is a live 3-hour workshop where you can get immediate feedback and ask any questions you have, so the space is limited. You can go and check it out at marketingtipsfortranslators.com/online-marketing-workshop. So that's online-marketing-workshop. You get worksheets and checklists that you can use over and over, plus step-by-step instructions. P.S. Also, if you can't make the live workshop, you get a recorded version and all the resources sent to you immediately afterwards. So go check it out, and I hope to see you there. Thank you for listening to Marketing Tips for Translators. I hope you found some good tips to apply to your freelance career. If you did, a great way to show this is by leaving a review on your favorite podcast listening app or to share the episode with other colleagues. Do you have a topic, question, or a guest you would like to hear about here? Send me an email to podcast@marketingtipsfortranslators.com.